Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now on the BetQL guest line is our boy, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. He's got a million jobs. He's incredibly high profile. WWE, ESPN New York, and he's from here and loves the Redskins. What up, Peter? How are you, buddy?
I am good. I'm good. I'm set to go to Cleveland tomorrow for a big SummerSlam weekend. I was just watching some of Dan Quinn's words from earlier today before practice. Happy to be here with you guys.
So DQ... He said it in response to me, but he wasn't like he was saying it at me. But when a coach gives you a couple little curse word pops, does that get you a little fired up for football?
Well, what was the context? What did you do, JP?
That's I didn't do anything, for goodness sakes.
Oh, he did something.
I've had enough coaches curse at me. I know when I've done something versus I asked a good question
wrong,
and they got him fired up.
You did something wrong.
No, I asked, you know, you guys have completely flipped this roster over. How do you juggle – all right, we drafted this guy, we scouted this guy, this is our guy, versus a guy that's already here. And he said, you know what? NFL ball players don't want to be BS'd. And I think that was
did he kinda, say BS or he said the word?
We can't say what he said, Brian.
He said the real word, though. Wow, said the word.
He said the real word.
Well, I mean, that's not really a curse word. That's just something really happened from a bull.
As people that all do – FM radio, none of us could say it. How about that?
Right, that's fair.
That's why we just say BS.
How much of the little bit of excitement that's kind of brewing here and the videos that emerge, Peter, do you allow yourself to start to enjoy?
Well, not very much. Like I said, I'm frankly more interested in hearing DQ talk than I am in seeing, you know, Jaden throw a tight spiral, you know? I mean, listen, B. Mitch could say it way better than I do because he was a pro. Like, these guys are all professionals. I mean, even the rookies we have made it to an elite level to where when I see something you did in practice, it's going to be very hard for me to ever be impressed by that. But I can get impressed by how people carry themselves and how the coach talks and, like, do we have a different energy? And my good friend, our mutual friend Jody Rosen, told me he went to camp a couple days ago with his daughter, and just said the operation was really good. Like, the actual camp experience for fans was really quality. And just hearing that to me, guys, I mean, I you tell me if I sound crazy. To me, hearing that people are having a good experience heading out to camp is more relevant to me than seeing a tight spiral on Instagram, because that's a real thing, and that's the thing that we've struggled with culturally.
See, like we talked about it just the other day, people don't post bad things.
Right.
So you have to learn how to not be swayed by just the post. And they're right, though. The experience is different. You notice the whole way that the staff acts towards fans is totally different than what it was.
Bro, I think, honestly, and this is so simple, and you guys can mock me for this if you want. And, Peter, I don't know that this kind of crossed your radar. But if you want the biggest picture of big picture items going on out here, it is the removal of that artificial turf field that sat completely useless for damn near 20 years, and the only hindrance to removing it was the desire to spend the money to remove it.
Yeah.
And it's gone. They're putting in a new sod field. I think they're going to lay the new sod next week, I was told. And that is just committed active ownership on a very simple level. So, yeah. If you really zoom out 30,000 feet, I still think that's the biggest difference. It's still just about a year since they took over.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All of those things, just not being a shoddy operation. You know, Listen, I'm in a place, I don't know where you guys are at. I feel like recently social media has taken yet again another turn. It's even more worthless to me right now than it's ever been, because now when I go on social media, all I can do, and I really mean Instagram because I barely go on Twitter. When I go on Instagram, I'm immediately sucked into the Reels world where it's just an algorithm feeding me stuff. So in just the last year, I think social media has become completely worthless. So I don't even get the things that I really want to see. So yeah, I'm much more interested in this big picture stuff, the wide lens. And hearing all of these stories, it really makes you feel confident. I saw Michael Rubin a couple of weeks ago. He was up here promoting Fanatics Fest, their big sports Comic-Con deal they're doing in New York. And I asked him about Josh Harris, and he only had good things to say about him. To me, hearing good things about this ownership group, seeing them do things differently, honestly, hearing from Dan Quinn, it's funny because in my mind, I have Dan Quinn and Ron Rivera in sort of a similar space, age-wise, decorum-wise, on the surface. But when I hear Dan Quinn talk, I hear way more sort of thoughtful, thought-out answers to me. Not that Ron was a simpleton or anything, but he really just didn't give you anything. And I like hearing a coach that, they're only going to give you so much in the NFL during preseason. But hearing a little bit of something that sounds like cogent thought, I'm just liking what I'm getting from this group in general.
Yeah,
and it's consistent with all of them, And listen, man, I can tell when I'm being BS'd 100%. And I was BS'd for the last 9-10 years. This dude telling you, he's not telling you everything, but he's telling you exactly what he can. He's not going to relinquish his trade secrets and things of that nature, but he's not going to sit up here and give you a 5-minute talk on absolutely nothing like a lot of people did prior.
And I appreciate that. That goes a long way to me. We interviewed Brian Cashman yesterday, and Brian Cashman is the king of just filibustering. You ask the guy a question, he's just going to take 5 minutes to give you nothing. And actually, yesterday he wasn't as bad as he's been at other times, but just give me answers, man. I know football, listen, I get it. Football coaches act like they're in the damn military. They act like, I would love to go through B-Mitch with a football player who really knows the game and see how many of the things they're scared to mention could really have an impact on another team's ability to scout. Some of it is just ridiculous. Some of it is literally acting like it's state secrets. So I get it. They're all going to be that way. But yeah, just don't treat us like you're stupid. Don't lie to us.
Yeah. Totally. Totally, man. What is the tone and tenor up in the Big Apple with the Mets sweeping the Yanks and the Yanks now making some serious moves? before the trade deadline. Got to be pretty – I mean, I know that city loves baseball, and there's a lot of baseball to discuss.
Yes, it is.
Hey, well, listen, the complaint is the Yanks didn't make big moves. I mean, the Orioles were seen to have made the more legit moves. The Yankees look like they made a big move because Jazz Chisholm decided to show up and play like
in a hurry.
Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know if that's gonna last. But besides that, they really didn't. They were not aggressive at the deadline. However, you know what fans are like. They've won 5 out of 6. So normally people would be freaking out that they weren't aggressive enough. But you know. Winning is a great deodorizer, and when the guy that you just brought in, I think he's hit 4 home runs in 5 games or whatever it is, people are distracted. Mets fans are optimistic that this is exceeding expectation, but I wouldn't say it's like people are not freaking out about the Mets. They're happy to see them overachieving.
I bet. And what about, dude, actually, will we, any chance you'll be at the Jets practice or the Jets game next week?
I am going on vacation. I'm going on a JP Finley next week.
That's right.
Oh, there we go. That's
did you ever name. Have you planned it yet?
So, after all of the talking about how big we might go, we decided to keep it pretty low key. We're going to hang
Myrtle
out.
Myrtle Beach.
Close. We're gonna go to the beach up here for a few days, and then we're gonna go down to Miami for maybe 5-6 days.
What, dude? You should see if you can coordinate. I don't know that you care about this, but. We'll be in Miami for the Commanders games. So next Wednesday, I go to Jersey. I'm there till Saturday driving home. The following Wednesday, fly to Miami, there till Sunday. They have a preseason game Saturday night at Hard Rock, and they have a practice against the Dolphins on the Thursday.
Man, I'm literally just going to miss this team everywhere it's going.
That's funny. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hi, Pete. Be cool, brother.
Take care, guys. Peace.
That's our guy, Rosenberg Radio, Peter Rosenberg, NYC, WWE. He does everything. Hot 97. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of
and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.